I'm Fast Eddie.
And I'm Digital Dave.
And with us today, we have Richard Zadow from the Rutan Aircraft Flying Museum. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
That's a mouthful.
It is.
So now, you do one word in there, flying. So your goal is to have all your aircraft flyable.
Yes. We're a flying museum. And one of the things I was going to talk about today is a little bit, we're doing a little bit of rebranding, because in the last year since we started this project, every time I say Rutan Aircraft Flying Museum, people say, well, where is your museum? Well, we're a flying museum. We don't really have a building full of static displays, and that's not our focus. Maybe one day we will. But right now we want to keep these airplanes flying and out in front of the public to make sure that everybody remembers Burt Rutan's designs, and they're still relevant, and they're out there, and they're available, and all those good things. So basically, as of today, we're launching a project within the Rutan Aircraft Flying Museum, because we're going to keep that name. That's the historical focus part of it. But it's going to be called the Rutan Aircraft Flying Experience, because these airplanes really are an experience. And within the Rutan Aircraft Flying Experience, we're going to have some other operational things that are really going to impress some folks. We're going to form a flight demonstration team. Sometime in the future, we'll have Easy's flying an air show here in Oshkosh.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. It's also going to encompass the sponsorship program as we get airplanes donated to us, which is another great story I'm going to talk about this morning. Then that part, the Rutan Aircraft Flying Experience, will develop that program for people that can get involved with the airplanes that are donated to us, so they can get involved in flying them, taking the air shows, and doing all the things that you do with an airplane to help support the museum.
Let's ask you the question. You know, the airplanes, are some of them are 30 years old. Now, these are composite airplanes, so Correct. When you get one, there's not a whole lot of, like, there's no corrosion issues to deal with or storage
issues. Well, there
are.
There are metal parts within the airplane, but basically when we get an airplane or a project or something that gets donated to us, we go through it nose to tail. We make sure everything's right before we even think about putting them in the air. We have a program in place. We have some sponsors. Easy Jets down in Covington, Tennessee is one of our sponsors. They help us with all the maintenance, and other people around the country. So, but the real significant thing about what we have here this year, last year I brought in the Cozy Jet. And we acquired the Cozy Jet because it's such a people magnet. It's just an attention getter, and it was the right medium to help announce the Rutan Aircraft Flying Museum. And EA was gracious. They put me in Boeing Square for the whole week. By the middle of the week, I could hardly talk. Got lots of people coming by. Bert came by. It was awesome. But this year, everybody says, where's the Cozy Jet? And I said, well, I have something better. And what I brought was the first flying airplane donated to the Rutan Aircraft Flying Museum. And this story is the embodiment of EAA and home building. David Brown from Rockingham County, North Carolina, spent 30 years building his Long Easy. Started in 82, finished in 2012. That is a dedication.
It sure is.
He flew 390 hours between the time he finished in 2012 until December when he passed away. His family didn't know what to do with the airplane. Some people in the Kennard community talked to them. They got a hold of me. We started talking. And one of the topics was, well, David had been to Oshkosh several times in his Tomahawk, but he never had a chance to take his Long Easy here. So they asked, would you fly the Long Easy to Oshkosh? And I said, oh, of course I would. So they donated the airplane, and the plan was to bring it up here. And then last week, Mike Brown, his nephew, who pretty much facilitated the whole thing, and I give a lot of credit to Mike, and he asked me, well, wouldn't it be neat if Dave went to Oshkosh with his Long Easy? So I flew in not only David's Long Easy, but I flew in David. I have his ashes in the airplane.
Oh, wow.
So nice. David and his airplane finally got to come to Oshkosh. So,
they made it after all.
Yeah. It's an incredibly good story, and I'm really, really grateful to the family, because they believe in what we're doing, and it kind of validated the concept for me. You know, we've had a lot of projects offered us and donated and stuff like that, and those take work. They take somebody to fund them, complete them, whatever. But this airplane is gorgeous. And it literally got in it, cranked it up, flew it to Oshkosh.
Wow.
And it's sitting out there on the end of row 358. Actually, I entered it for judging. It is a beautiful airplane. But mostly, I wanted to see if his dedication could get some recognition.
Right.
And I'm very encouraged by the number of initials of judges that have been by the airplane. So please come by and look at it when it's not raining. And I'll talk your ear off about the story of David and his airplane. He did an incredible job. know, really proud to have it. Really am.
So that's going to be like a premier part of the collection.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We had another airplane donated to us last fall, but it hadn't flown in 5 years. And like I was saying, we go through them all. And it's taken, like, takes time and effort and money to do these things. So between the Cozy Jet, that airplane, a bunch of other projects we had donated, to have one that was flying, and a beautiful one at that, is, to me, is just huge. Mm-hmm. So like I said, it validates the concept, and we're going to move forward with this. You know, this is where the work really begins, because, all right, now we have an airplane. Well, what are we going to do with it? Well, the REFM is really outwardly focused. If we focus inside on the community of the Kennard people, we're not going to grow. The objective is to get new people involved. So the idea is to get people who, I call it, on the outside looking in, have always wanted to fly a Rutan airplane, never had the time to build one or didn't want to buy one or whatever. Now they have an opportunity to get involved in an organization where they can fly one of these airplanes and support the mission. And it's a charitable organization. It's a nonprofit. It's 501c3. So everything they do is a write-off, really. And that's not the reason we do it, but that's a side benefit of it. And the value that varies with the individual. But it is really, you're doing something that's kind of bigger than yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any Varivigans yet?
Well, that's the Holy Grail. We actually thought the Solitaire would be the hardest one to find. And last year, right after Oshkosh, I stopped in with the Cozy Jet in south side of Chicago and found one. Dave Miller got one down there. He doesn't have the engine, but he flies it as a glider. He tows it. And him being so close, it'd be, you know, he's very motivated to be involved. And see, owners of airplanes can also be involved. It's not just a donated airplane. So if you have an airplane, a unique airplane like Solitaire or Varivigan, and you want to participate in our flight demonstration team and things like that, you're more than welcome. We have those opportunities exist for you too. Okay, so there's a lot of stuff going on. One of the other things we're doing is we're writing our own version of FAST, the Formation Safety Training Program.
Oh, okay.
And the reason for that is all of the other guys, the T-28, T-34, the YAC guys, RV guys, all of FAST, and I'm a Navy guy, so I learned how to fly formation there. All that's predicated on airplanes with dual sets of controls, a pilot and instructor, using the law of primacy, teach the student how to do it right the first time, put him on a wing, this is where you fly, when he moves out, put him back, okay? We can't do that. I can only think of two long easies in the world that are dual control. So we have unique challenges on trying to train people to fly formation. I can pick a crowd out of the crowd, guys that can do it in a heartbeat, guys that I know are ex-military or have a lot of credibility in flying formation, but to get everybody involved, because guess what's coming up? The 50th anniversary.
Right.
Remember the glass overcast? Okay. We couldn't pull that off today because when Norm Howell did the glass overcast, the requirement to have a FAST card to fly formation in wavered airspace didn't exist. Now, can't do it.
Right.
So all these other groups have got their own training program, get their own credential. We're going to do that too. We could go to some RV class, you know, get a FAST, but it doesn't really translate directly over because all of our airplanes are uniquely different. The RVs are kind of cookie-cutter airplanes. It makes it kind of easier. They may have different engines, this and that, but you look at all these easies and the different types. How do you put all those together in a formation? But we can figure it out. We've done it before. Now we've got to do it and have the credential to say, yes, we can do it. So these are some big projects within the RAFM. And we got people finally stepping up to help take over and help me, because honestly, I've taken this about as far as I can go by myself. And I'm looking forward to getting the help and seeing this organization grow. And the biggest thing is we finally had an airplane, that beautiful airplane donated to us, and hopefully that'll lead us into the future and get more. And with everybody's help, we've accomplished a lot in the last year. So just imagine what the next couple of years is going to be like. It's going to be great.
You guys are going to be busy.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
Do you have a website where people can find out more information?
Well, we do, but I'm not a web guy, so I need an IT person to help me with that. But realistically, almost all of it's being done on Facebook. Because if you have a website, someone has to go actually want to find your website and look at you. But I can annoy you all day long with Facebook. So, and I do, okay? And a lot of activity. There's a bunch of easy Facebook pages out there and a whole lot of activities happening on there with people that are, you know, that are new. And we're seeing a lot. We got some people here that remind me of me when I was 25 and I showed up at Oshkosh. A guy named Jamie Hicks, 26 years old, just got his very easy. He's very motivated. That's what we need in the community. Because a lot of us, 30 years ago, we don't fly anymore. Mm-hmm. We need some young people involved.
I went to an air show in 1981 in California, and I can't remember where, Northern California. But I remember seeing row upon row of easies bowing.
Yeah.
You know, where they park them.
Well, you should see that here.
Yeah.
And that was my inspiration a few years ago when I walked down the flight line on Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock and I counted 13 easies. And I said, where is everybody? So started talking to folks and said, let's do something. And this is what this evolved to.
Great airplane.
It's not built by Rutan, but it is a Rutan design. Are you guys looking to get a Starship?
Well, we would love to have a Starship, but one, they're very expensive to operate. The people that own them, several are interested in what we're doing. And like I said, if you're an owner-operator, you're welcome, okay? So when we get our flight demonstration team and we put up all these different types of airplanes flying together, we'll throw a Starship in there if he wants to.
There you go. Yes. Actually, the one he really wants is the Ares.
Yeah.
I don't think no, Bert's going to get that one.
The Cozy Jet's getting a bunch of work done to it, and when we bring it out here next year, you're going to be amazed. We're doing some really cool things with it, and because it's just too much fun. So
yeah.
But all that's top secret.
How about a rocket-powered easy?
Well, that's been tried.
Yeah. Yeah, that has. All right, this is Digital Dave. I want to thank you for joining us.
Richard Zadow of the Rutan Aircraft Flying Museum.
Flying Experience.
Yeah. You got to get the shirt changed.
Yep. Do we have a bunch of them? You can come to my forum at 11:30 today in Stage 3. I got a bunch of shirts.
Very good. This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.